We're going to get going again, and again, we've got two personal friends of mine who are going to be speaking to you about structuring acquisitions and sales where the target is an S corporation. Adrian Bond has been a good friend and a Colorado lawyer for a long time, active participant in the ABA Partnership Committee as well as down here in Texas. She is with Frost Brown and Todd. She is a partner. It's closed big deals, small deals, and take particular interest, and I didn't know this, she's fluent in French, Spanish, English and Spanish, competent in French, and has studied Portuguese, Greek, and Italian, allowing her to communicate with international clients and parties in their native language. I have also seen her talk tax, and she can be translated into both partnership and tax, and just a brilliant lawyer and a good friend. Dan Balcom and I talked about using LLCs as S corporations last year, and I'm glad he's back to give some more discussion of the operation of S corporations. He's with the Plano office of Ferguson, Braswell, Frazier, and Kabuska. He's a member of the American College of Tax Counsel, and so Adrian will be able to talk tax with him, has been involved in the National Office of the IRS dealing with pass-throughs and special industries. So with that, I will turn it over to you guys.
Thank you, Bob, and thank you all for letting us share a little bit of time this morning with you. We're going to talk about S corporations, which many of you, if not all of you, know are pretty popular with closely held businesses. And so we run across them many times. And that's because there used to be a lot of corporations and they wanted to be pass-through entities. And so S corps was the only way to go. But nowadays, a lot of those old S corporations, and some relatively new, are trying to sell themselves. That is to say, these closely held businesses, they've reached the end of their lifespan, at least under this lawyer owner, and they want to trade up. And there's a fair amount of private equity, just general buyers and things like that, who want to buy these businesses, whether they be medical practices, vet practices, you name it, plumbers, rock quarries. I see a lot of different things. And so the problem is that a lot of the buyers don't want to buy an S-corp, or maybe can't buy an S-corp because it becomes something other than an S-corp because they're not an eligible shareholder. And we're going to talk about that. And so the first part of what we're going to do is we're going to talk about S-corps, just generally speaking, for a little while. And Adrienne's going to lead us on that. She's got a great paper in your materials that's available to you. And then we're going to switch to what do you do if you're trying to sell an S-corp? Or what do you think about if you're trying to buy one? Because there are some significant issues, and so we're going to get into that. And so that's what we're going to talk about in our 45 minutes. And I'm going to turn it over to Adrian to get started with us. So thank you, Adrian.
So in the last few years, this S-corp issue has greatly burgeoned in my practice. And my own personal view is that people that are in my generation that started businesses in the late 80s, early 90s, and I would say even through the late 90s, formed corporations over LLCs because LLCs were a little bit too nascent. I can remember doing a deal in 1992 where I wanted to turn somebody into an LLC, and the investment banker in the deal said, "Oh my God, nobody will buy an LLC. You can't do that. You have to be an Inc." And also, I found in the accounting world that if a business owner, an entrepreneur who was starting a business, went to his local accountant, the accountant urged them to form a corporation because the accountant was much more comfortable with accounting for a corporation and its tax than it was in the partnership format, and was also a lot more comfortable with the idea of a W-2 going to the owner with a salary and then dealing with any kind of extra income as a dividend or a distribution of an S-corp than they were with the estimated tax payments and members not being able to take a W-2.